I've seen some with afros. Most of your black dudes, well, yeah, 99% of your black dudes were wearing afros now. And about I see about 85% of your black chicks are wearing afros. But most of them are wearing the little love knots, things sticking about 10 feet above their head, can't go home without stooping down. And things like that, you know. Look at the hairstyles. Well, it's very, you know, a person will wear what he looks nice in. Like me, I wear on weekends, I just get a comb, put a part straight down the middle of my head and wear it, you know. So, call it what you look good in, so I can judge a person by, you know, how his face looks. Call him, he thinks he look good with a part down the middle of his head. That would look foolish, you know.
Okay. What would you call a male homosexual?
a faggot, a sissy, hemajima, you know, spaceman. That's what we call them, space people. Because they're on their own world, you know. That's what...
Okay. What would you call a man or... boy who isn't necessarily a homosexual, but he may have sort of womanish ways.
A duck.
Okay.
You wonder why I call him a duck?
Yeah, tell me why.
Because when we sing, we duck. we run, you know, because I don't like to mess around with him. I don't know if it's homosexual to listen to this tape or not, but I don't like to mess with him.
Okay. Well, would you call a duck a homosexual?
Well, I consider... If all of them, if they do their hair like that, like a fag, or if they have a little bit of gear on them, I still consider them a fag.
Okay. What would you call a female homosexual?
A tomboy dude. Slim. Red.
What was the one before red?
Slim. Okay. Most girls that act like dudes are slim, don't have a shape. But they have anything else to do, so they just act like a dude.
Okay, and what would you call a girl or woman who is not necessarily a homosexual, but she acts kind of like a man?
A tomboy.
Okay. And what would you call a sexually overactive male?
What would I call a sexually overactive male? Excited? What's happening? Well, I don't know. What can you call that? Just got it together. That's all.
Okay, how about a sexually overactive female?
What would I call her?
Yeah.
What would I call her?
Any words from?
Good looking. Nah, I don't know any special words for it.
Okay, how about a male who sleeps around a whole lot with a whole bunch of different people, married or unmarried?
What would I call him? Tough. Yeah, I call him tough.
Any names for them rather than?
No, not any special names.
Okay, now what about a female? He sleeps around
them. Sleeps around? No, I wouldn't have a special name for any of those people. I just call them tough. That they got together, they can get away with it.
Okay. What would you call an ugly boy or man?
What I call him?
Yeah, do you have any names for an ugly boy or man?
Real ugly? Just ugly, you know. A monster.
Okay.
A goblin. Something, anything, you know, getting my own way.
How about an ugly girl or woman?
Same thing. A girl, goblin, a monster.
Okay, and what about a very attractive boy or man?
Handsome, cute, good looking. This goes for both male and female.
Do you have any names for them in particular, rather than adjectives?
Fine. Yeah, that's most always said. Chick is fine, you know, man. That's what I'm...
Okay, could a boy or man be fine?
Well, I can say that. I can answer that.
Okay.
Well, I couldn't say a dude is fine because I'm not a girl, you know, I couldn't look at that, you know.
Do you have any other words for a very attractive girl or woman?
Well, if I see a girl that's very attractive, I just come on until she's good looking and I should answer all the questions that she has to ask me.
Okay. What would you call a person who reads books all the time?
Brain surgeon. Smart, a real smart person. A bookworm.
Okay. Would you call them a brain surgeon? Is that what you said?
Yeah, a doctor. You know, most kids. Well, not exactly.